You're listening to the Chad Easty Show on demand. Good for you. Now download the KFYO app and listen live weekday afternoons, 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Easty.
Evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else. Whether you're inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you are on this Wednesday, March 5th, Ash Wednesday, we welcome you into the Chad Easty Show. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's been a beautiful day out here, and especially compared to the last 2 days, just absolutely beautiful. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Glad to be with you, whether you're on your way to work, maybe you're already at home, maybe you're stuck in traffic somewhere, or just listening on the podcast on your own time. We're glad that you have joined in with us on the program. You're able to send us a message at really any time. You can chime in on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in. You can also, find us on X at Chad Easty Radio. That's at Chad Easty Radio on X, where you can follow along with the show, get in touch, interact after the show, all that kind of good stuff. Same thing for Instagram as well. And, oh, yeah, you can also get a hold of us via the app chat. If you're listening via the app, wherever you may be located at, you can send us a message through the app. In fact, even after the show, you can send in messages on the app. Just make sure you click, I think there's like a drop-down menu where you can select the show that you want to send it to, and you can, you know, send it to the Chad Easty Show, and you can send audio, you can send video, you can send all kinds of stuff to us through the app. And we appreciate that. We always enjoy hearing from the listeners that chime in whenever they can. We always enjoy hearing from you. You can also get in touch with us the old school way. That's via the phone, 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790, where you can call in, and all you have to do is get past Nick, the first voice you hear from when you dial in today. He's laughing for some reason. I'm not sure why. Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. I'm laughing because today,
yes,
is National Discover What Your Name Means Day. And
is it really?
Boy, have I been having fun. I pulled up the old, everybody knows this website, names.org.
Yes.
Where you, you put in your name or a name.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you. So I did mine, Nicholas, which... I don't want to brag. It means victory of the people.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a small name there. You know, I carry it proudly.
Right.
I put in Chad. Guess what Chad means?
Tell me.
Battle warrior.
Yes. Yes. I knew that.
You knew that. Oh, okay.
Now, my first name is different.
Correct.
So did you put in my first name?
I did not. Let me. I'll do it right now.
But it's.
Unless did you do that already? Right now, and you're looking at.
No,
it right
I haven't
now.
Done okay. that. I haven't done it yet. I know what it means, but I mean, you can check that out. It's a good name.
Do you want me to say what it says?
No,
what
you don't means, have to. You don't have to. I'm okay. Just. It's always fun.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. It's a good one. Yeah.
You know what? I wonder if this does last names as well, because I think that would be even more fun.
It's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah. What we should do? We should the next time we have a super family meeting up here.
Yeah.
A big company wide meeting. We should all have name tags. And then instead of our names,
just the
it's what they mean.
The origin of your name,
right?
And
like
have
the
that
meaning.
Like combined.
Yeah,
your first and middle name.
Yeah, and then we have
we
have to address each other as the meanings of our names. I think that'll be great.
But that could get dicey.
A great social mixer.
Yeah,
I guess you could say, because every company needs that.
Yeah, that's what we need. We do like get-togethers.
Yeah, we do. We do like those. So I think this will be fun, you know, break the ice a little bit of all of us who have been working together for years.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hey, what does your name mean? All right, you know what? I'll call you that from now on. I think that'll be good.
That's good. Yeah. So, so the meaning and origin of your name, you can always look that up. And I did not know about the names.org site. I have not, but long ago, I did some research into the origin of my name.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, I don't know. Basically, it's like, internet, let's look things up.
It's always right.
And, of course, the internet's always right. Absolutely.
Well, names.org, I'm looking. They don't have a definitive answer. What they do is they take the easy way. They have what's called user-submitted meanings, and they compile all of them.
Yeah.
And they hope they're like, hey, you know what? If enough people say it means this, it probably means that. So, you know, I don't know for sure. But, I trust everything I read on the internet. And so far, that's what they're saying. So
I was wondering why you on the KFIO Facebook page earlier today, you were doing the deal about was it Kennedy?
Kennedy.
What Kennedy meant?
Yeah. I looked up. I was like, you know what? I'm curious. What are the worst meanings? What are the worst names that have just really unfortunate meanings? And there's there's people first named Kennedy out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
There are a few.
Yeah, an unflattering meaning to their name. I think it's Irish, Gaelic. It was misshapen head.
Misshapen head.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Ted
Kennedy. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't going to go there.
I'm just saying,
Nick,
that's not what I was going
to
hear.
Gosh.
I'd want to avoid any of that.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
I don't know where your mind goes.
Now I'm thinking about it, but I wasn't going to go there.
Okay. All right. Good.
I was going to go with the old Teddy Kennedy head, but okay. All right.
Maybe I should have picked a different name, I think. I don't know.
I think you should have. Yeah. Looking back on it now, maybe so. 806-680. Now, okay, what did your name mean again, Nick?
I think victory of the people or for the people.
Victory for the people.
We'll go with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand the text that came in. So Nick is Santa Claus. But I don't know.
I think they're going with the old Saint Nicholas joke.
Okay. Gotcha.
Those of us with the name of Nicholas have heard.
Sorry, I had queso today. So I'm already I'm a little bit, in the
you're in the
queso
mode.
Stupor.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Afterwards, so
5 hours later. That's impressive.
Yeah.
The stupor lasts for it's good queso.
Let me you left the area. Who's to say the queso didn't come back out for a party afterwards? I mean, a few hours later there's still chips and dip. You can still have that. We've got a lot to get into on the program today. We've got, of course, last night's amazing, amazing speech by President Trump. You've heard from everybody all day long what they thought about the speech. I want to hear from you. What did you think about the speech last night? I give it an A+. I thought it was probably his best speech that I've heard from Donald Trump. Probably the best speech that I've heard from Donald Trump. And the Democrats acted like just a bunch of petulant children. They were just terrible. They would not even stand to clap for a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer. I mean, that tells you how far gone these people are. The Trump derangement syndrome is it's on steroids. They looked like fools last night. Al Green of Texas looked like an idiot standing up and waving his cane at Trump. Because that's, and I'll tell you, that's again, the Democrat part. Old man shakes his fist at Trump. There you go. You might as well have just brought Joe Biden back and have him, how dare you? And you couldn't hear Al Green. All you saw was Green with his stick, you know, yelling at Trump. That's all you saw. You didn't hear what he actually had to say. And good job throwing him out of there. Good job throwing him out and getting rid of him. And so then the Democrats had their little paddles that the internet had fun with, putting different messages on. I mean, whoever came up with this idea from the Democrats of the, you know, sitting down and not clapping for people, not clapping for women who have been raped, not clapping for no taxes on tips, no clapping for a boy who has cancer, no clapping for anything, that just for common sense people, they would look at it and go, you should probably stand up and clap. You should probably honor a few people. The Democrat, the optics last night just looked horrible for the Democrat Party, and I hope they keep it up. I hope they keep it up. They obviously have learned absolutely nothing. And for Donald Trump, he looked like he was having just a ton of fun. He just looked like he was having a blast up there speaking. And it was really, really good to see. So, want to hear from you today. What did you think about Trump? What did you think about the speech? Did you like it? Did you not like it? What did you think about the Democrats? Want to get your reaction to what you heard last night. We've got some statewide news that we'll be getting into today. Your running topic. Think back to your younger days. Now, that could be all the way to 18. It could be all the way to 21. The best job you ever had when you were younger. Could be when you were a kid, could be when you were in high school, could be right at the time where you start to become an adult. The best job you ever had as a younger person. What was that job? You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the big speech was a hit. The polls show it to be so. Trump's agenda marches on. What are the Democrats doing to thwart it? We'll take a look at the latest machinations from up on Capitol Hill, and also Trump getting transparency via DOGE and so many other initiatives. We'll break it all down for you. The biggest news of the day coming up on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
On the Chad Hastie Show. A lot of folks weighing in about DJ Daniel the 13-year-old from Houston who was really a touching moment in last night's speech when the Democrats who refused to stand, refused to clap for the 13-year-old with brain cancer who has beaten all odds, wants to be a police officer, loves the police, dressed up as a police officer last night. And, of course, Trump surprised him with being an honorary member of the U.S. Secret Service. And it was a great moment. It was a beautiful moment. And the Democrats, of course, they wouldn't clap. They would not applaud him. They would not stand up for this young man. They would not stand up and honor the family of Lake and Riley. They would not stand up and honor the mother of the Houston girl who was killed by an illegal immigrant. I mean, these people are just, they're disturbed. There's something very, very wrong with them. When you don't want to applaud the president, you don't want to. I thought it was very disrespectful to sit down when the president enters. When the president entered the room, they should have stood up. Even if you don't want to clap, fine, don't clap. But, you know, Republicans didn't act that way. Republicans didn't sit down when Joe Biden entered a room. They didn't do it. They didn't sit down when Barack Obama entered the room. The Republicans at least respected the office of the president. These Democrats, they're so broken. These people are so broken, they can't even stand up for kids. They can't stand up and applaud common sense legislation, which the president spoke a lot about last night. I mean, you've got a president who spoke about no taxes on tips. And what did the Democrats do? They just sit on their hands. Even though Kamala Harris stole the idea from Trump and campaigned on it. And the Democrats just sat down, didn't want to do it. Nancy Pelosi looked like she had seen many better days. She looked very unhappy. And optic-wise, politic-wise, I mean, honestly, the GOP today should have commercials running about how out of touch the entire Democrat Party is. There are so many points last night where you could take what Trump said or who Trump was honoring and then flash over to the Democrats who just sat down. Not in defiance to Trump, but in defiance really to the American people. I've said it before. Others have said it as well. Last night was a perfect example. These people hate our country. I can't tell you how many messages I saw last night and that I got from folks who said it feels like we're having a moment. It feels like we're having a moment where people are they have love for America right now. That moment where you had DJ go up and give a high five to the high school senior who got into the service academy. Trump surprised him with that. He went up and gave him a high five. I heard from people who were brought to tears because of that. People who were rooting for each other. They were rooting for America. And the Democrats just sat there. They didn't want to be a part of it because they don't like this country. They don't want this country to be unified. They want to tear it apart. And they're going to do everything they can do over the next couple of years to tear at this country. Because they don't want us unified. They don't want us feeling good about the country. They don't want people feeling good about the nation. They don't want feel-good stories. They don't want any of that. They want chaos. They want hatred. The Democrats were not just disrespecting the president of the United States last night. They were disrespecting you. They were disrespecting this country. They were disrespecting the voters. Because they hate the voters. The people, those stupid, stupid people who went and voted for Trump. Those stupid, stupid people who support what Trump is doing. We've got polling numbers out today showing just how acceptable last night's speech was to people. It blows the Democrats out of the water. And these Democrats like Jasmine Crockett, these Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, they hate you. They absolutely hate you, and they think you're stupid. When we come back, we'll get to your text messages, your phone calls, and much more on the Chad Easty Show. The Chad Easty Show brought to you in part by First Bank and Trust Texas. FirstBankTexas.com.
Get ready, Basement Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Easty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Easty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We want to remind you about my friends over at First Bank and Trust. Visit their website at firstbanktexas.com. Join the bank that I trust, First Bank and Trust Texas. When it comes to personal banking, small business, and commercial, they have you covered with all the right technology, software, and, of course, banking services that you need. And they've got a fantastic website where you can do everything right there from, on your mobile app or just on the website. You can even open an account right there on the website, firstbanktexas.com. And they've been in Lubbock for over 30 years now. And their roots just run deep here in West Texas. They've got locations throughout West Texas, into the Panhandle, throughout the big country as well. And they're opening up more locations. Check them out at firstbanktexas.com. The bank I trust, First Bank and Trust. Visit their website at firstbanktexas.com. So, okay, let's get to some text messages. I thought Trump's speech was fantastic. I thought it was pathetic that one side of the room couldn't even bother to clap three times for the three very deserving issues. Kendra from Lubbock says, the Democrats look like the most hateful, unhappy group of people I've ever seen in my entire life. They weren't even stone faced. They were just, they looked, you're right. They're Democrats by and large, there are unhappy. I mean, they are. The Democrats right now, well, for a lot of, for you know, not just now, but Democrats are just unhappy people. They really are. Democrats overall, just very unhappy people. And you looked at that group last night. And was there anyone that you were looking at going, I'd like to have a cup of coffee with that person? I don't think so. you can send in your thoughts on the text line. Let's see. We're asking you best job you had when you were younger. Best job you ever had when you were a kid or when you were younger. One texture, pressure washing cars. Let's see. Best job when I was 12, bat boy for the New York Mets. How about that? It's pretty good. Brad in Lubbock also says, I asked my wife what topic he has missed. She said aliens. I said he addressed illegal immigration. She said, no, real aliens, other conspiracy theories he's unveiling information about. It's good. Let's see. Andrew in Lubbock weighing in. Best job when I was younger, when I was about 13, worked for a handyman service, primarily painting and pressure washing. Got paid 30% above minimum wage. My boss paid for my lunch every day. It was a great gig for a 13-year-old. Nice. Al Green, you kids, stay off my lawn. Also loved JD's thumb motion over in Green's disruption. I noticed throughout Trump's speech, he was periodically scanning the audience. You take that guy out of the military, but the alert mentality never leaves. That's from Quinn in Lubbock. I've seen this posted quite a few times. The JD Vance may be the most relatable VP ever. Certainly in a long time. And he does have that dad vibe to him where you know he's probably done that. Get him out of here. You know, that like that thumb motion. Like he's you can see JD Vance on the sidelines, right? Coaching his kids' team. I'm gonna get him out of here. You can just see that with JD Vance. There are a few things that JD Vance does where you're going, that's a dad vibe right there. He's very relatable. I think J.D. Vance is fantastic. And he had said previously that it was going to be tough for him just to be stoic and, not do anything while sitting behind Trump once. And, like, Trump speaks forever. I mean, it was the longest speech that he had given. He talks forever. And J.D. Vance was like, I'm going to have to. We're going to have some fun. And J.D., I think he knew he was going to have some fun sitting behind Trump. And, the motion to throw the Democrats out, get him out of here. I thought that was pretty funny. Paul from Post weighing in, mascot for the Texas Rangers, the Rootin' Tootin' Ranger. Mad Max, the Democrats are infected with TDS. There's no known cure for it. As we watch them slide down the ramp in a septic tank, all we can do is smile and close the lid. Well, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, it's like a new strain of the Trump derangement syndrome. It's much more powerful now. I mean, beforehand, Trump derangement syndrome, they didn't like Trump. They didn't like Trump, and they weren't going to applaud for Trump ever, but they would still, okay, well, this woman lost her husband, this woman lost her child. We're going to stand up, and we're going to at least, you know, applaud her. We're going to be nice to her and give her some grace. Now it is, if Trump mentions your name, you're dead to the Democrat world. And Trump acknowledged this. He acknowledged it last night. He said these people are not, they're not going to stand up. They're not going to stand up. They're not going to applaud. These people, they hate us so much. They're not going to stand up. So he knew going into it, the game that the Democrats were going to play, and he beat them at it. You see all these stories out today. David Axelrod saying he was a misstep by the Democrats. All these other Democrat talking heads on MSNBC, CNN, they're all admitting that last night was a big failure by the Democrats in Congress. Hollywood says that he's watching for J.D., for 2028 already. Look, I think J.D. Vance is well on his way to being, you know, probably the favorite for the nomination. It's early, but yeah, I think he's well on his way towards being the favorite. At the same time, it's going to be wide open, and don't count out the governor of Florida. Don't count him out. Enrique weighed in. Tortilla Patrol, working event staff for Chief Boren back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Got to watch good games and concerts, plus the Cotton King games. Very good. Best job as a young teenager living in San Joaquin Valley. Fruit basket, cutting peaches on slates to dry in the sun for 25 cents a tray. Dan in Lubbock weighing in says Trump's speech was an embarrassment. Oh, Dan. Trump's speech was an embarrassment. His resorting to name-calling, childish attitude, lack of humility, and divisive rhetoric shows he has no respect for the office and is a total narcissist. I believe future historians will rate this speech as one of the worst in American political history. That's from Dan in Lubbock, who must have a case of the Trump derangement syndrome. But okay, Dan, we thank you for weighing in and letting us know your thoughts on Trump. Obviously not a fan. Trump's speech was name calling. Oh, well, he did call out Pocahontas. Dan, what did you think about your Democrats sitting on their hands and not clapping for a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer? What did you think, Dan, about your Democrats not clapping for a mother who lost a daughter to illegal immigrants? What do you think about that? What do you think about your Democrats not applauding the no taxes on tips? What do you think about your Democrats not applauding the ban on men playing in girls' sports? What do you think about that, Dan? Are you happy with what your Democrats did last night? Did they make you proud, Dan? Let me know. You can text in. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the big speech was a hit. The polls show it to be so. Trump's agenda marches on. What are the Democrats doing to thwart it? We'll take a look at the latest machinations from up on Capitol Hill, and also Trump getting transparency via DOGE and so many other initiatives. We'll break it all down for you. The biggest news of the day coming up on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, 1-800-687-0790. Let's go to the phones, and we've got Herman. Herman, what's going on this evening?
Oh, not much, Chad. Good to speak to you, sir.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. One about President Trump's speech. That was one of the greatest speeches I believe I ever heard. And between his speech and the idiocy of the Democrats, I'll bet there'll be a lot more Republicans after the midterms in Congress and the Senate.
We've got a long ways to go. Memories are short, so we'll see. But I like the chances right now, I got to say.
You bet. And as far as the jobs, while I was in Tarleton, I went to school from 8 to 12, worked at a welding shop from 1 to 5. And three nights a week, I drove a 19-wheeler hauling book milk to San Antonio, and I loved every minute of it.
Wow! What now? Which job did you like more, the welding or the driving?
Probably the welding.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up on a farm and learned to weld when I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
And while I was in college at Big Springs, I was certified by two different oil companies.
Nice.
There at the refinery.
Very good.
I just always loved welding.
Very good. Very good. Herman, always good to hear from you, my friend. Have a great evening.
You too, Chad. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Always good to hear from Herman. You can text in 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics. Your favorite job when you were younger. Favorite job. Best job that you had when you were a kid, or you know, just at a younger age, whatever you want to go with. Another texter says, "I loved the speech last night." Let's see. Dan is so full of Adam Schiff. Interesting. Another texter. Thank you, Dan, for your input. Now, please move back to Austin or New York or California or wherever. That from Gwen in Lubbock. No, Dan doesn't have to go anywhere. We welcome Dan's opinion. Hey, let me say this. I applaud Dan for giving his name. I don't know if it's his real name or not, but at least he gave a name. You know, we had a Democrat troll, had a couple of Democrat trolls that we got rid of because they never would leave a name. They just wanted to come in and just be silly and leave insane comments. They never would leave a name. I don't know why. Let's see. You can text in 806-680-2790. Best job was when I was 14 in a small town of Claude, Texas, where I learned to treat customers, mostly local folks, and I learned a lot from Abe and Dolly's Cafe, locally owned, great folks. That sounds like a good book. I don't know what it is, Abe and Dolly's Cafe. There's something about it. I don't know what it is, but it just sounds like they have some really good food. Sounds like they had probably a counter. You know, that you could go and sit at, and maybe a slice of pie or two at Abe and Dolly's Cafe. Maybe a chicken fried steak as well. And from Mary in Lubbock weighing in, 806-680-2790. You can weigh in. Best job that you had when you were younger. Let's see. The speech was just exactly, this is from the app chat, the speech was just exactly what it needed to be. It showed a vast difference in the parties. The pouting two-year-olds on the Democrat side definitely showed their true colors. Hats off to President Trump. And from Lieutenant Dan in the greater Meadow Brownfield area. Yes. And I thought it was, some of the media, afterward, the talking heads on CNN, which I got to tell you, after a speech like that, I always tune in to CNN and MSNBC. Because if their heads are exploding, then I know it was a great speech. If their heads are exploding, it confirms that it was a really good speech and it's going to be really good for Trump. And we've got some polling data that we'll get to in the next hour. The Democrats on CNN, they were trying at first to say that this is not good. This was not a good speech by Trump. It's not going to resonate with a lot of people. Then they got their own polling back that showed that they were wrong. Tell you, the news media, they live in their own little bubble as well. They absolutely do. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Your favorite job when you were a kid. What was the best job that you had when you were younger? Feel free to text in at 806-680-2790. You're also taking your feedback on last night's big speech by President Donald Trump. I thought he nailed it. I thought he knocked it out of the park, as did most Americans. Now, we've had Dan weigh in. We've had one Dan who was weighed in who said it was a horrible, terrible, no good, very bad speech. He did not like it at all. He has not replied to me on his thoughts on his party just sitting on their hands and not applauding people in the audience and not giving recognition to some of the great stories that we heard about and some of the sad stories that we heard about among those who were guests in the audience. And so I don't know if he applauded the Democrats for sitting on their hands and refusing to applaud for the family of Lakin Riley, of refusing to applaud for the 13-year-old boy from Houston who has brain cancer, and refusing to applaud for anyone. Wonderful, beautiful story or not, just refusing to acknowledge anybody. And it showed, to me, it showed the absolute hatred that these people have for our country. They detest us. They detest anyone who is being recognized by this president. And it did not land well with the American people, that I can tell you. some new polling data that came out. Well, it's not new now, but it was new this morning. CBS News YouGov poll. After Trump's speech, 77% of people support Trump's plan to cut government waste and spending. 77% back his immigration and border policies. 76% of people approved of Trump's speech last night. 76% of people also approved of removing the congressman who interrupted Trump's speech. That would be Texas Congressman Al Green, who was an embarrassment. 74% say his speech was presidential. 73% support his stance on Russia in Ukraine. Folks, these are huge numbers. These are terrible numbers for the Democrats. These are horrendous numbers for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, they really thought they had Trump. They really thought they were bringing him down. Last night's speech, again, shows that this president has a mandate. The Democrats don't want to acknowledge it. You got people like Joy Behar who don't want to acknowledge it. But when 76% of people approve of the speech that he gave last night, that's a mandate. When 77% support his plan to cut government waste and spending, that's a mandate. Percent said that the speech made them feel hopeful and proud. Again, nearly 70% of America, or at least those who watched last night's speech, and of course not everybody did, I know that. But among those who did, nearly 70% of those people said the speech made them feel good about our nation. You can't say the same about any speech that Joe Biden gave. You can't say the same about any speech that any Democrat in the House or Senate has given anytime soon, anytime lately. The Democrat response last night, it was fine. But I thought it was very astute. On CNN last night, after the speech from the Democrat senator from Michigan, after she gave her speech, she said, "That's not the Democrat Party, though." That she sounded reasonable. That senator sounded reasonable. That's not the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the party of wokeism. The Democrat Party is the party that hates America. The Democrat Party is the party that wants to call everybody a name. They want to label everybody. They want to call you a racist, a misogynist. They want to say you're a Nazi. That's the Democrat Party. It's tough to follow up whoever the president is when you're giving a rebuttal. And I agree. I think it was Dana Perino who said, we should just get rid of this. And it never lands well. It doesn't. Nobody ever remembers these things. It's a horrible stage to be on. We should just get rid of it. And I agree with her. We should. Nowadays, with, a cell phone, anyone can post their response to the, State of the Union or last night's joint address to Congress. So, anyone can do it. It's not special. It's not even that interesting. But she did fine last night. But that's not the Democrat Party. I've got a story about Fetterman slamming his own party, talking about how Trump looked presidential last night. Bill Maher highlighted Fetterman just the other day saying, this is a guy who, if the Democrats listened to him, the Democrats ran with this guy. This guy could maybe challenge the Republicans. This guy could be, your version of Trump. He's not far to the left. Some Republicans have applauded him from time to time. He's willing to meet with Trump. He's willing to stand up. He's willing to, you know, not be an anti-MAGA guy. But that's not who the Democrats are. The Democrats are more Jasmine Crockett than they are Fetterman. The Democrats are more AOC than they are the Democrat senator from Michigan. They're not moderates. They're not even attempting to be moderates. When Trump said woke is dead, yeah, it looked like the Democrats out in the audience had just lost a best friend. Some text coming in. We have enough Dans in California. Keep them. That from Mark in California. Let's see. Joyce in Sacramento. Oh, okay. Joyce was the one sitting in the peach cutting job. Very good. Barry in Wichita Falls weighed in. Best job and first job at age 12. I was a kennel assistant at a local vet hospital. I cleaned up after animals, fed them, assisted in surgery, made sterile instrument packs and more. They were just down the street from our neighborhood, so I could ride my bike to work. It was a great job. That from Barry in Wichita Falls. Let's see. Trump Vance kicking ass and taking numbers. That from Brian in Amarillo. I approve of Trump's message. Very good. Let's see. Another text. Funny, after Trump proposed a no tax on tips and overtime, Dems jumped on board that train and pushed for it, yet now they don't support that movement. From Sterling. Oh, yeah. They didn't want to give Trump any credit for it the first go around. Anyway. I guarantee if they put it out that the Democrats will still vote against it. The Democrats, they'll vote against it if the legislation comes out. Don't worry. They will absolutely vote against it. Let's go out to the phones and out to Midland. That's where Steve is at. Steve, what's going on this evening?
Well, Chad, it's a long time.
My goodness, it has been a long time since we've heard from you, Steve.
Well, been really busy in the Permian, but I still listen. But I wanted to take a moment to a couple of high notes. Number one, for me, I didn't listen to the speech, so stop and think about the numbers who didn't listen to the speech that would have drove those poll numbers even higher.
Yep.
That's number one. So a mandate is an understatement. Number two, Chad, do you remember asking me a question back when Trump came down the escalator, and do you remember what that question was?
Hell no.
Well, I'll just quickly remind you. You asked me if I could go to Vegas and put it all on Trump to win.
Yeah.
And I was a staunch Ted Cruz. I told Ted Cruz to his face when we were out at during the vice presidential speech when he met out at the Rawls. Anyway, or not the Rawls. Anyway, I told him I would always support him as long as he would do what he said he would do.
Yeah.
But I said I would go all in on Trump to win, regardless, because I felt like Trump was going to win, and you said, really? Well, anyway, I know that's been a few years ago. I quietly sit back during the election, and I literally, every morning, I literally hit Fox News at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I held my finger over the button thinking, do I really want to find out right after the election? I went ahead and pressed the button, and within 2 minutes, I knew he won. And this is the honest truth. I have not watched Fox News in the morning ever since because I know everything's going to be all right now.
There you go. There you go. Very good.
I really miss y'all, Chad. I really do.
Steve, it's great to hear from you, my friend. You need to get in touch more often. It's great to hear from you, and great to know you're still out there listening. And I know you're busy out there, but it's always good to hear from you.
Well, great seeing, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Chad.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, brother.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard Steve, but it's good to hear from him. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basin Red Turn Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pit masters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
All right, back on the Chad HD Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's go back to the phones. Out to Lubbock. That's where Rick is at. Rick, welcome to the Chad HD Show. How are you this evening?
Oh, doing great. Really enjoying your show this afternoon.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in and comment about the speech last night. My favorite line, and I'm sure this was a lot of people's favorite line, was when Trump was talking about the border, and he said, you know, there was no need for new legislation. All that they needed was a new president.
Yeah.
And that was the best line of the night, in my opinion. But the thing I like about that even more is that puts all future presidents on the line there. That, you know, if something happens, it's their fault. I mean, it can be taken care of, and he's just proven that it can.
Yes, it can, but it, you know, the tough part is now, and you know, we got to keep it going. We need legislation, and because the next president can just come in, if it's a Democrat. I mean, I don't think J.D. Vance would do it, but if a Democrat got in, you know, again, what can be done by the executive many times can be undone by the next executive, and that's
why
we need good legislation to make sure that the border continues to be closed and is well guarded.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If another president, Democrat or whatever, came in there,
yep,
and decided to go back to those old Biden policies, I mean, they cannot use the excuse anymore that they need new legislation.
Correct.
I think the only reason they were wanting that legislation was then they could legally allow, you know, thousands to come in every day.
Yeah. Well, it's that, and the other part of it was they want to, the Democrat plan is not only to, you know, to allow a certain number to come in every day, but also to give amnesty to those who are already here.
Right. Yeah. And another thing, I hope eventually on the issue of voting, I wish that they would pass laws that said only people who are eligible to vote for a candidate, whether it be a dog catcher or a U.S. president, they have to be a constituent of that office before they can donate money. That way you wouldn't have out-of-state money coming in trying to get rid of, somebody like Ted Cruz, or something like that.
Good luck on that, because Republicans support that. Republicans want are just fine with the outside dollars flowing in from. And remember, Greg Abbott gets a lot of money from outside Texas. Ted Cruz gets a lot of money from outside of Texas too. So it's that they're probably not going to get rid of that anytime soon.
Well, I just think
I hear you.
Voting tampering, when somebody from the outside comes in and, does that in an election for a local election.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're tampering with our votes.
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
Just like the Russians,
Yeah, I got you. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for giving us a call, Rick. We appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. 806-680-2790. Text your way in. Remember, George H.W. Bush had historic polling numbers. We got beat by Bill Clinton. Republicans and Trump can't act like the Democrats are done. Hopefully Trump keeps pushing forward. And you're exactly right. The Democrats aren't done. The Democrats are not a dead party. They're not gone. Let's not forget that the House is a razor-thin majority for the Republicans. The Senate is a razor-thin majority for the Republicans. And people in this country have a short memory. At some point, the Democrats will get back into power. I don't know when, but it's going to happen at some point. The pendulum always swings back. So you're right. They're not done. We have to keep reminding people what is at stake. But also, and I think this is going to be key, and I hate to talk about it this early, but the Trump voter is going to have to remember this as well. The Trump voter, the voter who has only come out for Trump, will only come out and vote for Republicans when Trump is on the ballot. That person is going to have to remember that the Democrats could come back into power and take away everything that Trump has done and will do over the next 4 years. So even though Trump's name will not be on another ballot, the Trump voter is going to have to remember, if you want that legacy kept, if you want that legacy protected, you better turn out to vote in the midterms. You better turn out and vote every time there's an election. And not just when there's a federal election. I'm talking about local elections as well. You're going to have to turn out and vote. When we come back, your phone calls, text. Ben Runkles has weighed in. We'll get to his text, too. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder catalogs were mixed. Prices $5 lower to $5 higher. Cattle futures were up. April live cattle futures up $1.85, goes at $196.50. March feeder cattle futures up $2.25, goes at $2.76 and a dime. March cotton futures up, closed at $62.36. March wheat futures up 8 pennies, closing at $5.42 a bushel. March corn up 4 pennies to close at $4.40. And March soybean futures up 14 cents, close at $9.98 a bushel. March soybean meal futures up $7 and a dime, closed at $293 a ton. February class B milk futures up 11 cents. Close at $18.32 a hundred. April crude oil futures down $1.94, trading at $66.39 a barrel. And the Dow Jones up 485 points. Closed at 43,006. And that's the market roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm your commissioner, Sid Miller. And remember, friends, Texas agriculture matters. So.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. A lot of reflection on last night's speech. Also taking your phone calls. The best job that you had when you were a kid. What was it? Best job when you had when you were younger, when you were a kid. Well, you can text in and let us know. Paul in Michigan writing in. Make no mistake, the senator from Michigan that gave the rebuttals, exactly like the people that sat on their hands last night. She got elected by bashing Trump all over the place against a man who was endorsed by President Trump. The only reason she's in office is because the Senate seat had been held by Democrats since I was born. I'm 65. She represents the Detroit area, and it's nothing but a Democrat machine when it comes to elections. Very good thoughts. Very good. Oh, I'm sure if she would have been there last night, she would have, gone with the rest of the Democrats and not stood up and applauded. The Democrats, what they're trying to do, they're trying to find a new leader. They're trying to find a message that'll work. And you have some in the Democrat Party that go, we think maybe the more moderate tone would work. But again, most of the Democrat Party has moved on from that. The Democrat Party is very, very far to the left. They're not mainstream. They're not Bill Clinton's old Democrat Party. Hell, they're not Hillary Clinton's old Democrat Party. They've moved much further to the left. That's the modern day Democrat Party. It's all about woke. It's all about the trans issues. It's all about the social issues like that. I saw a story earlier that, well, maybe Democrats did go too far when they were in power. Maybe they went too far to the left. I guarantee you that person who's writing it, they're not going to be invited to Democrat parties anymore. It's like Bill Maher. Bill Maher, remember when Bill Maher used to be far to the left? Remember those days? It wasn't very long ago. Now Bill Maher seems like a moderate Democrat. He's still a Democrat. He's still a socialist. He just doesn't agree with the wokeism. He doesn't agree with the woke progressive stuff. He doesn't agree that you should take a child at 9 years old and transition them. But that's where the modern-day Democrat Party is. So to the modern-day Democrat Party, they look at Bill Maher and go, oh, well, you're basically MAGA. Let's go out to Abilene and John. John, what's going on this evening?
Hey, not much. How are you, Chad?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I am in my car. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fantastic.
Great. Yeah, I had an interesting job I was going to tell you about when I was a young kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to pin set in a bowling alley in the Elks Club in Ouray, Colorado. And there were two lanes, and we actually had a semi-automatic pin setter. So they'd roll the ball, we'd pick up the ball, we'd push it back on the rail, put the pins back in the rack, and then do it all again. And it's been that way for a long time, still that way as far as I know. But I made 30 cents a line per bowler. So that means that I'd come out after a game of three, with two teams of four, I'd make $2.40. But the tips were awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so as a third grade, I sometimes come home with $50 a night.
Third grade? How about that?
Yeah, third and fourth, and part of fifth grade, I was a pin setter. They had kids do it back in those days.
Did you have to be, like, real quick? You have to be, like, real fast on the job?
Yeah, you really did, because, I mean, if you started lagging, they get impatient, so... and if you did two lanes, boy, it was a workout. And then you get double the money and you get lots of tips. That's why I come home sometimes with a ridiculous amount of money.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's great. You don't hear about many pin setters these days.
No, you really don't.
That's great. I love it. That's a great story. Hey, John, thank you very much. Have a great day out there.
All right, you too, Chad. Thanks.
Thank you. Nick, what do you think? Would you like to be a pin setter? You think you could do it? You think so? You think you'd be fast enough? I almost imagine it being like a in tennis, you have the ball boy, you know, where you have to like run up there real quick, grab the pins, reset everything, and then you run back and you're just like just watching.
Just part of the background after that. Yeah. The thing about pin setters is I've seen like videos of the behind the scenes of what goes on, and I'd be too scared to see, because I've seen it. It's all like mechanical, and now I don't know if this is the case for everywhere, but what I saw, there's like a bunch of moving metal arms moving all over because they pick up the pin, you know, when they pick them up, and then they get that sweeper arm that pushes all the fallen ones down the back. I mean, I'd be scared to, you know, get a finger caught in there.
Oh, you know, some kids lost their fingers.
Hey, it's worth it for, what did you say, $2.50 for $2?
Let me tell you something. Third grade, I'm coming home with $50.
That's like $1,000 now.
You're rich. You're rich as a third grader coming home with that. Nowadays, they couldn't get away with it. You know, there'd be, you know, labor laws involved and everything.
Those pesky labor laws.
I'm telling you. But no, it would be, that'd be something. You're coming home third grade, you have $50 in your pocket. It's pretty good. It's not bad. 806-680-2790. Some other text messages coming in. Let's see. Chad, just when you thought or think the Democrats have shown the worst in political character, they outdid themselves last night. They're an absolute embarrassment as Americans in this country. Don't you think that J.D. Vance, when J.D. was doing the thumb, get him out of here. Like, Trump just should have let J.D. Vance deport some of the Democrats last night. He should have just been able to stand up every now and then and, like, point to a Democrat, look at Tom Homan, go, get him out of here. Because, you know, Homan was watching. Homan was there. You get, like, a big fishnet, big Democrat fishnet, and you look at J.D. Vance, he points at Democrat congressman, looks at Nancy Pelosi, maybe, and goes, all right, get her out of here. And we just deport her. We can make a trade. Think about it. We can make a trade for someone who is in the country illegally. And we'll put them through a test, of course. See, you know. But we could maybe make a trade. We'll give you Nancy Pelosi, and we'll take a hard worker. How about that? Gwen weighing in. I understand the point about no outside campaign donations, but the problem is that these congressional people do affect the whole nation. Well, yes, that's not necessarily how they're supposed to think, but I mean, yeah, they do. But remember, we've had a Supreme Court opinion, and they've ruled that money equals speech. Republicans, they do benefit, just as Democrats do, from outside dollars flowing in. Texas is a very big state when it comes to money, and giving money to, or at least having fundraisers coming in. That's why you've had folks who are running for office in Florida or in Louisiana, Oklahoma, other places, and they'll come to Texas for a big fundraiser. And you're like, why are you coming to Texas? Well, because we got a lot of money here. And when you look at state politics, there's a lot of outside money from other states that come in and fill the campaign coffers of Republicans and Democrats too, by the way. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up. Busy show today. Lots of great feedback. Great to hear from everybody. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the big speech was a hit. The polls show it to be so. Trump's agenda marches on. What are the Democrats doing to thwart it? We'll take a look at the latest machinations from up on Capitol Hill, and also Trump getting transparency via Doge and so many other initiatives. We'll break it all down for you. The biggest news of the day coming up on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show as we begin to wrap things up. A lot of stuff we didn't get to today. That's all right. We'll get to it tomorrow. We've got Mackenzie DeLulo who will join us on the program Thursday at 5:35. And we'll get into some of the things that we did not have time to get to, including new polling data on school choice in Texas shows just how popular the idea of education savings accounts and school choice is. Again, not too surprising, the numbers that are out there. They've been pretty consistent. Let's see. I've had some text messages. The texter's asking about the tariffs. You probably saw today where the president has delayed the auto tariffs for Mexico and Canada by a month. You've got to remember that Trump is not using these tariffs as something that he plans on having in place long term. He wants to use these as negotiating tactics. And they've been working. Now, in some cases, I think he does mean them for long term. And I think in some cases, he'd be okay with them being long term. If the countries do not come to the table and do not negotiate with the United States. But Trump is using these tariffs, just like we've seen in the past with Trump before, as a way to negotiate and bring these countries to the table. And in many cases, it works. And so we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out. But there have already been reports that both Canada and Mexico, they're appealing to the White House. They do not want these tariffs to go into place. And so we'll see what happens. Senator John Fetterman weighed in on the decision of some of his Democrat colleagues made to protest Trump's joint address to Congress, suggesting that it made the commander-in-chief look even more presidential. Fetterman wrote Wednesday on X, "It was a sad cavalcade of self-owns and unhinged petulance. It only makes Trump look more presidential and restrained. We're becoming the metaphorical car alarm that nobody pays attention to, and it may not be the winning message," he added. His words accompanied by a screenshot of Politico's website with a headline suggesting Democrats' efforts against Trump fell flat. Snap polls from CBS, YouGov, and CNN show that most viewers surveyed were in favor of the president's speech. Trump also saying that the GOP should campaign on the Democrat response to his speech. He's absolutely right. He urged Republicans to campaign on how Democrat lawmakers conducted themselves during his joint address to Congress. Quote, the Democrats should lose the midterms based on their behavior last night. Trump posted on Truth Social, all Republicans must use their behavior on men and women's sports, their very dangerous open border policy, high energy and taxes, and much else. Trump called on Republicans to use footage of how Democrats in the chamber did not applaud when the president spoke about young women killed by illegal immigrants who entered the country illegally and highlighted other White House guests. Absolutely. Well, this could be on analyzing the full tape of this historic event, your full campaign to victory, Trump posted. In other words, Republicans can take what happened last night and win any race in the country. I don't know about any race. There's still some Democrat strongholds out there. But he's absolutely right that not only the individual candidates, but the GOP should just blast these swing states and swing districts with ads featuring the Democrats sitting down. Tim in Wichita Falls says a favorite line from last night's speech for me was "Drill, baby, drill." Another text, and this is from the app chat. Derader weighing in. Chad, I'm 59 years old, originally a Reagan Democrat, converted to Republican beliefs when I started listening to Limbaugh years ago. I don't love Trump. I still think he's a narcissist, especially when he goes on and on about how he carried the big blue wall in his last election, but I love his policies. When I see the Democrats with Miss Purple Hair, Rosa DeLauro, and Pelosi, and Shifty Shift, just a bunch of shrews and screwballs over there. Good way to put it. Good way to end the show. Enjoy the rest of your evening, folks. Follow me on X at Chad HD Radio. Also on Instagram, same name, at Chad HD Radio. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you all. We will see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.